going to stop the show for a second here because we get our we're getting our annual visit from the guys at Central Continental Bakery. They're in Mount Prospect. It's 847-870-9500. CentralContinentalBakery.com is the website. Punchki Day is officially Tuesday, this Tuesday the 13th. But Bill and Steve from Central Continental Bakery come in every year. And the very first stop that they make every year with the fresh punchkis is here on the Nick DiGilio Show. So we're always happy about that. Let's welcome Bill and Steve to the show. Hi, guys.
How you doing, Nick?
How are you?
Good.
How's it going? First of all, tell us about Central Continental Bakery.
It's a bakery been around for a long time. They've been famous for making punchkis. We make more, I believe, than anybody else around here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 55,000 last year we made or something.
55,000?
Like that's what it was.
Wow.
I forget. We asked at the time, but it's always way up there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're obviously very popular and mm-hmm. tasty and stuff. I know you like some of them.
Oh, man, please. And you brought us a box of punchkis, and mm-hmm. we'll talk a little bit about what kinds you guys have and all that cool stuff. And you can order online right now through the 13th. Now, Punchki Day officially is Tuesday the 13th, but you guys are taking orders. Central Continental Bakery is taking orders all weekend.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
This whole week before it.
February
'cause that's, 8th. Cause,
that's, so today is when it really is the first day you can start ordering, and then it really kicks off, and then the whole thing
right.
explodes
on
Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday, right. So really, to get it all in before
it, like,
they
grows have... until Tuesday.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay. Well, you guys always stop here first, and I always appreciate that. Tell us what for those people who might not know, what is a punchki?
Well, I think the easiest way to describe it is it's sort of like it's like a Bismarck. I think most people know what a Bismarck
more
is.
More enriched Bismarck.
Yeah, yeah. They usually have jelly or cream in them,
mm-hmm.
and these are have fruit or any numerous different kinds of things in them. Some of them are like a sandwich. Some are just injected with,
yeah,
you know, different fruit fillings, and you know, there's 46 different kinds, I think, or mm-hmm. something. So,
and they come in all kinds of varieties and flavors, mm-hmm. and they're very, very. They're very, very filling, and they're very, very sweet.
Yeah.
They're very rich, and they're very filling. And that's one of the reasons why.
Lots of them.
Yeah. That's why every year you can only have – that's why it's a once-a-year thing. You don't want to have punchki day every day because you weigh 500 pounds by the end of the week.
Yeah,
that's pretty much how it's going to work. So what kind of varieties you guys have? What are some of the more popular ones?
Well, your favorite, I think, is key lime, right?
No, banana cream.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they're just I've got my eye on it. I see it right there. It's right in the corner of my eye.
Oh, it was Bill Leff.
Bill Leff but like banana
cream?
He liked key lime.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Bill Leff liked key lime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And all your different fruits and cream cheese fillings.
They even have
chocolate mousse filling. And
there's even prune ones.
There's prune ones. All right, for those of you who might have a little issue with your stomach... Esmeralda, we have the punchkis have arrived.
Oh my!
So you must be very excited about this. Dan, do you have a favorite punchki, Dan?
Oh, those chocolate ones are fantastic.
Yeah,
the chocolate mousse one.
Yeah,
yeah,
those are good. Those are good. And Esmeralda, do you have a favorite?
I do enjoy the fruit ones.
Well, we have some fruit ones in here. We've got all. There's a ton of them here. So
There's apple, blueberry, strawberry cheese.
Strawberry cheese
makes me feel a little healthy.
Exactly.
Because you're getting my fruit in.
Right. I can eat. I can have two or three of these. You know why? There's fruit in them.
Yeah,
that's why.
That's why they're healthy.
That's exactly why they're healthy. Exactly. So Central Continental Bakery, now, they don't just make punchkis. It's a bakery. It's an all-service bakery, and they make breads.
They're
and
famous for their wedding cakes.
Yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
So there's two different buildings we work out of, and we deal with the wholesale stuff, and the other building is most of the retail and the wedding cakes and stuff like that.
So. Right. Right, and it's been there for a long time in Mount Prospect.
Yeah, family owned, and
always been in that spot. Has it always been in that location?
There was an original location in the city.
Years ago, but they've been Mount Prospect.
Yeah, that was like 40 years ago or something.
So for that, so for like 30 something years, they've already been in Mount Prospect.
Right.
And, at least.
Yeah, and Central Continental Bakery, again, is at 101 South Main Street in Mount Prospect. And the phone number is 847-870-9500. And CentralContinentalBakery.com is the website. And you can order now, starting today, because today, the 8th, is the first official day that you can actually order.
And I believe Monday night they're 24 hours again.
Oh, yeah, that's what you guys do like the night before.
Right.
Right, so Monday night it'll be a 24-hour stretch. Yeah, and it's crazy. And you said something like 55,000 Punchki.
Lots of them.
And now what's your schedule like today? You guys, this is like sort of the press morning where you guys go to different places and hand bount?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So is it a busy schedule for you guys this morning?
Yeah, a little busier than usual, but mm-hmm. we had routes to do, and then we did that first, and then started doing these.
Okay, all right. And so you do routes, but delivering
donuts
and cakes bread, and breads and stuff like that all over the place. And these are all things that are that now. Are there people working overnight in the bakery? What time do people show up and start baking?
There's rarely any times when the bakery is empty.
It might not be open, but there will be people there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Making.
I mean, Saturday is probably the least amount of people, unless it's a holiday time. You know.
Right.
But yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But I mean, there's rarely do you walk into a building and nobody's there.
Yeah.
Because now there's always something going on.
Bill, how long have you been with Central Continental?
21 years.
21 years.
I think.
And you 20, too.
I think you've been there 22.
Yeah.
He's got 1 year more than me.
So like 21 and 22 years.
Yeah.
Wow. And he always been doing the same. Been doing the same gig.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. There've been
variables and stuff.
Right. Well, very cool. Now, where are you guys originally from? But where are you from?
Des Plaines. Grew up in Des Plaines. Where the Allstate Arena is. I used to live right where that is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. You used to live. Were they? What
used to be a neighborhood there?
Really?
Yeah, we went to court for 7 years to try to get them to not rezone it illegally, but they got away with it anyway. So,
Now the Allstate Arena is there, or the Rosemont Horizon, as it was once called.
I used to skate in the creek that's right behind those hotels there, where the
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we used to skate there all the time.
Wow.
Out there at night, take a garbage can lid and fill it full of wood and light a fire, and through the night it would sink down into the ice.
Wow! I didn't, because as far back as I can remember, because I mean I grew up in the city, I didn't get out to Rosemont or Des Plaines very often. And can you believe what Rosemont looks like now?
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's crazy.
There were so many fields back in those days. I mean, even your neighborhood. Well, you were.
Where
in
did
the
you
city,
grow up?
Though, right?
I grew up by your favorite restaurant, Gale Street.
Oh, Jefferson Park. Yeah,
I remember when they built the Jeff Park bus terminal.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, right across the street from Gale Street. Gale Street is the best restaurant on the planet, by the way.
Yep.
Taft is my high school.
Taft? You went to Taft?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very cool.
My brother went to Schur's, but they changed the district when it was my turn.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I went to Main West. I mean West.
Oh, man. I used to take the Addison bus, because I went to Luther North, and I lived right on Addison, so I used to take the Addison bus west up to Central, and then to school, and I would pass Lane, I would pass Gordon, and I would pass Schur's on the way, and so I would always share the bus with those students on Addison. So there you go. All right. Well, here's I'm going to grab one of these. See if I can grab one of these punchkis here and not make a complete mess. Esmeralda, you want to come in and grab a punchki?
Absolutely.
And I know that's not a euphemism. Come in and grab a punchki. That's an actual thing.
Esmeralda's going to need the energy for tomorrow with the messed up traffic.
Yeah, she's going to have crazy traffic.
She's busy.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what we got here. Now I see the. Hold on, let me take my headphones off here.
Hello.
I see the banana cream. So these are fruit right here. That's fruit.
What's this one?
Yeah, what's the sparkly one, the Mardi Gras one? Is that
That's something new. I've never seen one before, to tell you the truth, so I don't know.
Is it the unicorn one?
The unicorn one? What's the unicorn one?
I see. They have an Instagram now.
Oh, okay.
You can't go wrong anyway, so.
Well, here you go. Take a couple of napkins.
Yeah, we should have brought plates.
No, no, no. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Some little plates.
I'm grabbing my usual banana cream pie. Banana cream. Hang on. Let me get in here. Hold on. Oh, you're taking the sparkly one?
I'll grab the...
Hold on with the...
Cut it in half if you want.
There you go. All right. Now I'm going to grab the banana cream.
Multicolored.
Actually, it might be the Mardi Gras.
It might be Mardi Gras, considering it's...
It's got to be.
It is Fat Tuesday. All right, there's my banana cream. All right, I'm going to take a bite, and then we have to take a break because I'm going to be chewing for 15 minutes. But all right, here we go. Banana cream. Hold on, let me put this right here. Put this right here. Okay, we're back. All right, here we go. I'm going to take a bite. This is banana cream. Now it's huge. It's how much? I mean, God, how much cream do they put in these things? And there's actually chunks of real banana in it, and there's a banana cut on top. So here we go. I'm going to take a bite. Oh, man. Oh, man, that's good. That's so good.
No need for dinner now, right?
No. Oh, that's so good. Ugh. All right, we've got our punchkis. So listen, guys, every year I really appreciate you coming down. Man, that's so good.
Appreciate you letting us up
here. Yeah, it's great to see you.
So good. Unbelievable. Delicious. So they've come in tons of varieties. Get your orders in now. Punchki Day officially is the 13th on Tuesday, but orders are being available now. They start ordering now, and you can go to Central Continental Bakery in Mount Prospect, 847-870-9500, or you can go to centralcontinentalbakery.com. All right. Hey, Bill, Steve, thank you guys so much for coming out.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it, and we'll see you next year.
Yeah, probably
okay.
Will.
Okay. All right. See you later.
So.
Yeah. All right. You'll be going to a different location, though, because we're going to be across the river at that point.
You
so.
Know, originally, I was thinking earlier in the year, or well, last summer, I was thinking you were talking about the move and all. I'm like, oh, well, maybe we'll get to go to the new place, but then.
Not till April.
Yeah. And this is so much earlier this year, too. I'm like, well, there's no way it's going to happen.
Right.
Last year was real late.
Yeah, it was. Okay. All right, you guys, take care.
Right,
Bill and Steve from Central Continental Bakery, thank them. We've got punchkis in the house, so. Vic, in the newsroom, make sure you get in here and get some punchkis. Dan, dig in. I believe there is a chocolate mousse one here for you. And there you go. So thank you guys for coming in. We're going to take a quick break. We got the news coming up. And then when we jump back in, we're going to talk about things that make you cry and movies that make you cry, all coming up right here on 720 WGN.